Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We are on Daf Vav Amud Beis, on the last skinny line. Maskif la Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman asked the following question. Mai kasavri hani tanoi. What exactly did these tanoim hold about the following issue? So we learned yesterday that a kometz has two stages. Okay? Really three stages. First, a kemitza is taken out of the bowl. That's called kometz.
Right.
It's then put into another bowl. An empty bowl that's going to hold just the kemitza. Right. Then, that kemitza is taken onto the mizbeach and burnt. Okay? So, what was the story? Right? That's what happens. What was the story with the yesterday, what they were saying, these tanayim, where we said there was a psul that happened to the kmita, the kometz, but there was no kiddush, but it was never put into the second bowl. So that's the Gemara wants. That's what Rav Nachman wants to know. E kmitzas psulin avodahi, if a kmitza, some psul happened. There was some psul with the avoda. If that is in avoda, afagav de lo avod le matan kli, even if it wasn't put into another kli, right? Then in other words, if the kemitza is a psul, then it doesn't have to be put into another kli. The psul happened right now, right? The e kemitza psulin lav avodahi. But if that's not an avoda, why is it not an avoda? Because the avoda will happen when it goes into the other kli, which is called kidesh hakometz. If that's true, then ki avad le matana matan kli mayhave. Then even if it's put into another kli, big deal, right? It's not an avoda. So why can't you take it out and redo it? So hadar amar of Nachman laolam. Thank you. Really laolam. Really kemitzas psulim. What does it mean, kemitzas psulin? The kemitza was done in some improper way. Avodahi. That's really an avoda. V'lo gamra avodasa ad the avodle matan kli. But the avoda is not finished until it's put into a second kli. Okay?
Ramification.
What?
If it's not an avoda going in, what's your ramification putting in the second kli?
No, so if it's still in your hand, if it's still in your hand, hasn't been put into the second kli yet, and you realize, oh, this guy can't do avoda, he's not a kohen.
Okay.
Can we put it back into the pot?
Yeah, and then
redo it. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, ihachi, if that's true, if what's true, that avodas psul is an avoda, then afilu lo kidesh, even if it's no kidesh yet, even if it's not put into a second kli yet, v'chi mahadile lekomet leduchte, taktish v'tivsol. That means when you put the kometz back into the first kli, it's a problem. Why is it a problem? Because the psul was done with this kometz. How could you put it back into the bowl? That's the question. How could you put it back into the bowl? A psul was done with this kometz. The gemara of the kemitza wasn't done yet because it wasn't put into the second bowl. So what? Still puzzle. How could you put it back into the first bowl? Rashi says, "V'ha'avad matan kli, mali kli sharizeh, mali kli sharizacher." What kli shariz it is? What Rashi's saying is, I took a kometz out of the bowl. There's a whole pile of flour. I took a kemitza's worth out. How can I put it back? That also is a kli shariz. How can I put it back? It's a puzzle. Right? We said yesterday, oh, you can put it back and do it over again. How can I do that? Well, you didn't put it into the second kli yet. So what? How can I put it back into this kli? You understand the question? You look puzzled.
I'm just saying, only the kemitzah is puzzle, not the...
So the gemara, that's what the gemara is going to be busy with.
Right.
But you hear what the question is?
Yeah.
How could you put it back? It's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? It was touched by somebody who wasn't a kohen or something. How's it... you can't put it. I didn't put it to the second kli yet. Excellent. So what? How can you put it back? That's the Gemara's question.
Okay. Is that an avoda or not? What are we doing right now?
Not sure. It's a half an avoda. The Gemara said it's an avoda, but you didn't finish the avoda.
You can go,
what? How do you put it back?
You can go a step further. If he puts his hand in to take, into the first kli to take it out, didn't he already?
That might be the same question.
Same question.
Yeah. So, Amar of Yochanan, Tzotzo Meres, Kli Sharis Ein Mekadesh El Midas. From here you see that a Kli Sharis is only Mekadesh with Das. What do you mean with Das? With Das, and it should make it Kodesh.
Wow.
Lishma, right? So when the Pasul returns the Kometz to the Kli, that's not being Mekadesh with Das, therefore it's not a problem. Okay? Yeah, that's not the issue. That was puzzle.
Yeah.
Now the question is, can I put it back?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. How can I put it back? It's already been touched. It's already puzzle. Yeah. No, it's being put back into a kli without das. Because das mean, doesn't mean knowledge. It means that you want it to be kodesh. Okay. I don't want it to be kodesh. I want it to go back into the bowl.
Yeah, but so you're undoing the initial.
Correct. Das. Correct.
What's in the first kli? There's nothing special about the kli itself. It's a kli shoris.
The rest of the kli is the rest of the mincha. The rest of the mincha.
Right, yeah.
You have 99% of it's not kmitza.
Right?
So you take off 1%. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. I'm not roy today. I'll put it back. How can you put it back? It's possible going back into a kli kasharis? No, it's not going in back with midas. That's the Gemara's answer. Hamidas mikachin. And what if you put it back in with das? Then it would work? Then it would become kodesh? V'abayimene Rish Lakish Meir B'Yochanan. Kli sharis. You have a kli sharis. Maushi ikachu psulin lechatchila likarev, right? Kli shares maushi ikachu psulin, right? Let's say a non-kohen did kmita, so you want to know lechatchila likarev. You want to put it back into the same. This is the question. Rosh Lakish asked Yochanan this question. Mau kli shares she ikachu psulin lechatchila likarev. Can you somehow make kosher a pasul kmita? Can you kosher that? A Malay, aim a consciously karev. No, you can't do that. No way to do that. How do you do that? How do you make it back kosher? It was puzzle. Why was it puzzle? Because the Tzar did the Kemitza. I told him, what are you doing here? You're not a Kohen. Oh, sorry. I'll put it back. The Gemara just said on top, that's okay, because he's no Das. Rosh Lakish asked Rochel that question. Can you make a puzzle Kemitza Kodesh? Rochel said, there's no way to do that. Avo Makadshinli puzzle. But you can make it holy to make it puzzle. That you can do. In other words, even though he's a czar and he's nobody, right? He still puzzles it. That he's able to do.
Right.
To make it kosher, he can't do. But to puzzle it, he can do it.
Doesn't everyone agree that if you're putting back the puzzle kmitza?
I'm sorry. V'amale ein mekachin. I'm sorry. Skip the line. Maushi ikachu psum v'chachil ikarev. V'amale ein mekachin. No, you can't do that. You can't make it kosher, right? How could Ben Beseir say yesterday? How could Ben Beseir say yesterday, right? That's the answer. That's the answer.
Yeah.
What's the question? The question is that yesterday we explained Ben Beseir that if the Kometz was taken by a psul and a kli acher, right, it can't go back. But it never got holy. So why can't it go back? But it never got holy. Why did it never get holy? Because the Tzar did it, right? So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Amalei ein mekachin likarev, amalei mekachin lipasul. No, you can't make it kosher, you can make a puzzle. So therefore, when a Tzar does it, he makes a puzzle. Can I put it back? No. Won't help.
But you can't put it back.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, you can't put it back. No, you can put it back because you didn't have das. So the Gemara said, you can put it back. So if you can put it back, why isn't it good? Why isn't it good then? No, it only goes back, because you can't put it... I'm sorry. Hamidas mekachin, but if you did das, it would be good. No, it wouldn't be good. Why? Because the Tzar can only make things bad; he can't make it good.
Yeah, but what? Okay, the das, yeah. See, putting it back. No one has a das to make a kodesh. You're putting it back, and what you want to do over it, rejoin it.
Right.
You want to undo.
That's why it's good.
You're not making it.
That's why. That's why it's good.
Right, but who in the world would want to make it mekadesh? You want to undo this.
No. So if that's true, that midas it would be not by a Tzar, by somebody. Then if that's true, then Rabbi Yochanan, Rosh Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan that question. Can you ever put it back, midas, and they get kodesh? And he answered, no, that you can't do. You can put it back without das, not with das. No way to do that. Okay. Following?
Yeah.
Ravamim Amar, Kigon Shechziru Labitha Gedusha. This is another cheap answer. Not cheap answer, but it's a cheap way out. What you did was, you returned it to a kli that was heaping.
What?
Heaping. There was heaping, oh, heaping flour. The flour only is Mekadesh if it's in the kli. Not if it's heaping on top of the kli. So therefore, I could put it back.
It's on top.
Because on top, and therefore, it's not going to be a problem of being, of, you know, of, it's what's this puzzle? What's this puzzle kamitza doing in here?
I can use it all together.
Well, so uba makamet hechi kamet. How'd you ever get it off the ground?
Yeah.
How'd you get it off the ground? Ella, no. Kigon shehechziru lebitha tefufa. What happened was you return it. How did they translate the word tefufa?
Rounded.
Rounded. You return it to the kli rounded. Some kind of way where it's not heap.
Contained in the walls of the vessel.
It's contained in the walls of the vessel. So when you returned it, when you took it out, it was good. But you're returning it now on the heaping part.
It's above the top of the wall of the vessel.
Right.
Vessel, but not
but when you took it, it was good. So it was good kamitza to begin with. But you're returning it now to the heaping part. So therefore it's...
So you're making it heaping again.
What?
You're making it heaping again.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now you're making it again heaping. So what did this solve?
Here, this is not finished. The kivin de kamitz le avad le guma. When you did the kamitza, you made a hole. Ki mahada le gavei demana. I'm sorry. So then you're returning it to the kli itself. How could you take it out from the non-heaping part and return it to a heaping part? It doesn't make any sense. How could you do that? If you took it out, you made a hole. So put it back in the hole.
Exactly.
No. Mechihadar le manach le adanfa adafna demana. You turn the kli to its side somehow. Umenagid le v'nafal umemela nase. Yeah. Mechihadar le manach le adafna demana. You turn it to its side somehow. And the wall. Umenagid le umeinid le v'nafal umemela. And it fell by itself. De nase kimi shechzir hakof. It's like a monkey put it back. It doesn't make it possible. Could it shifted somehow? It got shifted in the non kli part. So therefore, it's not a problem. That was very hard gemara.
Yeah,
it seems that what he's saying it seems what he's saying is you take it off the heap, but and if you find a problem, you put it back against the kli.
So it's not really touching the kli.
So it's like
a heaping part, and therefore it's like a monkey did it. Has no kedusha, no issue, no psul, nothing. Yeah.
So that's supporting the Gemara saying it's done without dust.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Shiari Milcha, is that considered Kodesh?
Yes.
It is Kodesh.
It becomes Kodesh. No, you don't have to do anything with it. You don't have to do anything with it.
Is it Kodesh?
I don't know.
So what do you do? I was explaining. You're taking this Milcha Psul, you want.
So a possible person came over and did kamitza.
So now
I was holding it in my hand. The kahanim realized, oh my goodness, this guy says, oh, what do we do with this? So we said yesterday, put it back.
Right.
How do you put it back? Because it was put back without halachic das.
Okay?
So Gemara says, but there's a problem with that. That's one answer. Another answer was, no, you put it back in the heaping part. That's the second answer. You put it back in the heaping part. What does that help?
Right.
Because it's not in the walls of the kli, so it never was Mekodesh.
Yeah, what's the Havamiya? You're putting it back to be...
Then you're going to start over again. You maybe get a bigger kli.
No, it'll be coming head Kodesh because you're putting it back in a kli shari. That's the problem?
Yeah.
So what?
No, the problem is it's in your hand. It's puzzle. Yeah. You're a czar. So you did kamitza already. How are you putting it back?
What can you throw it to Yad HaMelech and start again for the new
kli? Maybe you could do that, but we're not talking about that case.
Why do you want to do that? What are you worried about? An ounce of flour?
Yeah, no, so I don't know. It's a whole concept of putting it in the garbage.
It's got a kedusha.
So he said, has a kedusha.
Can't throw it away.
We're trying to understand Ben Bezerra, or we moved on from that.
That's what we're trying to understand.
We are trying to understand.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
We're not succeeding, but we're trying.
Okay.
So, Amalei Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Zeira, so yesterday Ben Bezerra said, right? That if the czar did kamitza, he could put it back in the original bowl and not a problem. Just put it back, not a problem. That's what Ben Bezerra said yesterday. Not a problem, right? Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira, v'luk mekigon shechziru lekli hamanuach al gabe karka. Maybe it's talking about a kli that was on the ground. And a kli on the ground has no kedusha. We're going to get to this now. The whole daf is about this issue. You can't have a kli on the... Why are we making these, doing somersaults, trying to figure out how you put it back? Very simple. It was on the ground. And if it's on the ground, it never had kedusha.
So how did you use it in the first place?
You took the kemitza off the... There was a bowl on the floor, and you did kemitza, and that's zero. So put it back.
Oh, I see.
That's nothing. Put it back. It's very simple.
So the mistake was that it was on the ground.
Right. But the point is, there's no kedusha.
Right.
So you can put it back. You make these crazy cases on the heaping. Forget all that. Put it back. Why can't that be? It was on the ground. Elish mamina, komtzin med klisha gabi karka. Obviously, he must hold that kemitza on the ground is not a problem. It's okay. Amalei kanagas bebayi di bayilan. That question's already been asked. Di baya the Rav Avimi tani menachos by Rav Chista. Rav Avimi taught menachos in front of Rav Chista by Rav Chista. Now there's a parenthesis, open parenthesis. The Avimi by Rav Chista tani. What? Avimi learned by Rav Chista. There's a tangent now. Avimi learned by Rav Chista. From Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Kol fe tavi bale me Avimi Allah. I got a lot of pech. I got a lot of smacks from Avimi. Da shmaita, because we taught ba lahachris ritzufin lamid yom shneini v'chamishi. That is it's a story over there. When you're seizing people's property for various reasons, you have to ritzufin means consecutive.
Right.
So we're going to announce we are selling so and so's property because he owes it to the hechtish he didn't pay. So we're going to have an auction. So how often do they announce the auction? So he said it was. With 30 days, 30 consecutive days, on Mondays and Thursdays. Okay? Samach Yom, which is 60 days. Because if you do it for 30 consecutive days, twice a week, it ends up being 60 days. Right? So, you see from here, the Rav Chista was a Talmud of Rav Avimi, not all the way around. Right? Close parentheses. So, Avimi, Mesechta is Akra, it's Akele, Avimi forgot the Masechta. The Asa l'kamed Rav Chista lad kuri gamrei. So he went to Rav Chista to remind him about it. Okay, anyway, it's all a side point. Anyway, so v'lishlach le v'lisi l'gabe. So why didn't he just go there and go learn by him? Why did he have to send him a message? So savar l'hachi mistayis emil tzvei. He felt this would be better. Okay. Anyway, paga be Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman bumped into them. Amale ketad komsin. How do you do kemitza? One day, by the way, how do you do kemitza? Amale miklize, like a kli like that. See that bowl over there? I can do kemitza like that. So Rashi says miklize on the third word line. Ra kli munach agabi karka. They saw a kli on the floor. V'kamar klize shel kodesh ha'yirah l'kemitza. That's a perfect kli that they could have done kemitza with. The point is, it was on the floor. Amale v'chikomse miklize agabi karka. You can do kemitza on the floor. Amale dimno. The Megabele Kohen. No, I meant the Kohen was holding it. The Kohen had to be holding it. You can't do kemitza on the floor. Ketzad Mekadshin Netamenachos. So how'd this work now exactly? How'd this work? So Amale Nosna Kli L'Klizeh. You give the guy a Kli. V'ki Mekadshin. In other words, Nosna L'Klizeh. Someone take that Kli. V'ki Mekadshin Kli Shagabi Karka. Can you do kemitza on the floor, from a Kli on the floor? Amale. No, same answer. The Megabele Kohen. A Kohen was holding it. Now we realize, in order to do kemitza, you need three kahanim. What's three kahanim? Somebody to hold the first bowl, somebody to do the kemitza, and somebody to hold the second bowl.
Right?
It's three kahanim. Rashi says something very interesting. The next Rashi there. Ha'hutricha gimel kahanim. Shnayim lagbiya shnei kelim. Ech, shnei kelim. Two kahanim to hold two kelim. Echad sheyikmo taimenu. One to do the kemitza. Right? Now, Rashi says, the Kohen Echad Eini Yochel Agbiya Shnei Kelim. One Kohen can't hold both Kelim because she ain't Avodah B'smal. You can't do Avodah with the left hand. We'll get to that with the left hand. It's like 3 days with the left hand. So, therefore you need two Kahanim, one to hold each bowl, plus the guy doing Kemitza, you need three Kahanim. You ever heard you need three Kahanim for Kemitza? Why? Because if the bowl can't be on the floor. When it means on the floor, it can't be on a table either.
Right, can't be resting.
Can't be resting anywhere. Right. Can't be resting anywhere. So, we never heard that anywhere.
Oh,
suppose the Kamitz part of the community needed to be a Kohen.
What?
Which is the Kamitz
had to be a Kohen. Right, but now that we're saying that he takes it out of a bull, that he's out of a bull, where's that bull? It can't be resting anywhere. It has to be being held by another Kohen. So what do you see now? Okay. You need, what?
But why not a Kohen?
Why? Why not a Kohen?
Why does the person holding the bull have to be a
Kohen? So we'll get to that. So that's what he's asking. You need three Kohanim for this? Right? So Zaklal, where am I? Amale, with a tzricha yud gimel ketamid. Well, for a carbon tamid, you need 13 kahanim. So what's your issue? Why can't it be 3 kahanim? Why not? For the carbon tamid, you have 13 kahanim. So why can't it be 3 kahanim? What's the problem? Why can't it be a zar? Because this is an avoda.
Let it need 13 like the tamid, it says. Ketamid. Like the tamid.
I'm not sure what that means. Right, in other words, okay, even if you're going to have 13 kahanim, so what's the difference? So you have 13 kahanim, so have 13, have 100, what's the difference? Why is that a problem? I mean, the bottom line is, what we got out of this so far is, that kemitza with a kli on the ground or resting anywhere is nothing. That could have been the answer. That's all Ben Becerra meant to say. If it was taken off the ground, so put it back. Why? It's nothing. So, the Gemara says, 1 minute, Eisvei, Zaklal, Evakashna. Here's the rule: Kol hakomets, v'nosin b'kli hamolich. The one who brings it, v'amakdir. The one who puts it up on the mizbeach, lechol davar shadarkol lechol. Right. In other words, how do you have pigle? How do you have pigle? Who can be involved here in pigle? The komets, the guy who does the kemitza, nosin l'toch kli. He puts it into the other kli. The same guy who does the kemitza. Hamolech, the guy who brings it to the base to the mizbeach, v'amakdir, or he's makdir it on the mizbeach, lechol davar shadarkol lechol, right? And he has a pigle thought, pigle problems. What about the guy holding the kli?
Yeah,
what about him? All of a sudden, maybe we invented two more people, right, in the mincha. What about them? V'ilu magbia loktani. We didn't mention that guy. The guy holding the kli, right? Why can't he have a pigle thought? Why is holding the cleats, dreaming about eating this mincha in 2 weeks from now? Why can't we have that? So Gemara says, Enechanami, you could make pigle. We didn't mention him because Tana Seder Avodas Naket, Flo Seder Kahanim. We're not mentioning every prat of every detail of the Kar Mincha. We're mentioning the Avoda. This is not Avoda. It's Avoda in the sense that you need a Kohen, but it's not Avoda for the Kemitza, right? Rashi says, Osa Shekohen Echad Ose Zeh Achar Zeh. It's not a sequential story here. Avol minyana de kahanim, it is a sequential story. Avol minyana de kahanim lo nisni, but the number of kahanim, we don't have to mention that. Who cares? We're just telling you the avoda of a mincha. In the chanami, there are two other kahanim here.
Can it be mefagel or
karma?
We know that?
We never came, no. So, bar of sheshes, ma'u likmot miklisha gabi karka. Can you do kmitza? He's asking the question again. Can you do kemitza on a kli that's resting? Amale, puk chazi ma avdin legaoi. Go see what legaoi. Go see what they do in the avoda. Like that, there's no avoda anymore. Of sheshes never saw avoda. But go see what they did. Like this, arba kahanim. This is talking about the lechem upon him. Every Shabbos, they would replace the lechem upon him on the shulchan with 12 breads. There were also two spoons called bazichin of Lavona. Okay? So every Shabbos, what they do? Arba kahanim, nichnasin. The four kahanim would walk into the Kodesh, to the Shulchan. Shnayim biyadam beis sedarim. Two of them were holding 6 loaves each. Shnayim biyadam shnei bazichin. The third car was holding 1 bazichin, 1 spoon, and the fourth car was holding the other spoon. Okay? Varba mekadmin lifneim, and there were 4 other kahanim there waiting for them. Shnayim litol shnei sedarim, 2 to hand off the 6 loaves of bread each. Ubeis litol beis bazichin, right? Now, the Gemara assumes, and Rashi is going to say it. The Gemara assumes that removing the bazichin from the shulchan is the equivalent of a kemitza. It has the halachic status of a kemitza. Why? Because the 12 loaves are the shirayim. That gets eaten. The bezichin, the two spoons, don't get eaten. They get burnt on the mizbeach. So just like a kamitza here. You have a big mincha going on here. And it never says, well, how do you take it off the shulchan? The shulchan is resting on the ground. If the bezichin has the status of a kamitza, then how do you take it off the shulchan? It's like taking kamitza on the ground. Says the Gemara, v'ilu magbi es ha-shulchan lo katani. It doesn't say anywhere that you pick up the shulchan. It doesn't say that anywhere. No one would pick up the shulchan because it can't be resting on the ground. No one says that. Says Rashi, shahaya acha magbi ha-shulchan b'sha silika bezichin. You have to do that. You have to do that in order to remove the bezichin. You have to pick up the shulchan. Why? Alma, what do you see from here? Since we don't say that, since there's no such thing like that, Alma, mikli shagabe karka, Alma, mikli shagabe karka, have a silik bezichin. You can remove the bezichin with the kark, with the shulchan standing on the ground. With bezichin matir and lechem. The mazichin amatir the lechem, ki komet shematir as hamincha. Just like a komet is matir the mincha. Same thing. The komet is mikri as azkara, because the komet is called an azkara, a remembrance. Ubazichin nami mikri azkara. The komet is matter shirayim. The komet is matter the rest of the bowl. Lechol l'ksiv v'nozeres men amincha. Mishi Hashem, you can go eat it. So what do you see? You can do kamitza on the ground.
What's a carbon?
What?
It's not a carbon. What else? So who would the ground versus a shulchan are two very different things.
Well, the shulchan's on the ground. So the shulchan.
So are you?
The shulchan's one massive kli. So the kli can't be on the ground. That's what we're saying. The kli can't be on the ground.
How big was the shulchan?
Two tvachim tall? Right?
Two hours.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah. So by the way, the Gemara is going to give the same answer. Who said that nobody picked up the shulchan? Just because it's not in the Mishnah or that in that Brice or whatever that was doesn't mean it wasn't done. Get the same answer. Lav Amarta Hasam Seder Avoda Nakat Hachanami Seder Avoda Nakat. It's just telling you the Seder Avoda. We don't have to mention that detail. That detail is not part of the Avoda. It's a detail in Halachas of Hilchas Kmita. It's not part of the Avoda, per se. So we can leave that part out. In the Chanami, they can pick up the Shulchan. Just because we didn't say it, we don't have to say it. So, me dummy, how can you say that? Hasam, over there, lo nachas l'minan de kahanim. Over there, by the case of the Mincha, where we said, listen, we're not here to tell stories about the numbers of kahanim. We're just here to tell you Avoda. So the fact that we left out the other two kahanim holding the bulls, that's okay. Here, what did it say? Hacha, nachas l'minan de kahanim. It said, four kahanim entered, and there were four kahanim waiting. Who picked up the shulchan? Another guy? Why did you mention him? Imisa, listening madbia. You should mention the guy who picked it up. And there was a fifth guy there picking up the shulchan. Ela shma mina, kom se meklisha agave karka, shma mina. The answer is, you can do kmitza on the ground. And we proved it from the shulchan. Okay? No? No good?
Sure.
Amar Rava, says Rava, Pshita li comes in Miklisha Gabi Karka. I have no problem, for sure, that you could do Kemitza on the ground. Shechim Matina B'Silik Bazikin. Because we have that B'Silik Bazikin. Shemakachim Mincha Miklisha Gabi Karka. Shechim Matina B'Silik Bazikin. You find that, he's repeating himself. You find that by the Shulchan, right? They removed the Bazikin. Had they removed the bezichin, took them off. Eyes on the ground, not a problem. Boy Rava, Kiddush Komets Mai. What about the Kiddush Komets? Kiddush Komets means, now you put this kemitza in another kli. That is Mekadesh the kemitza. Can that bowl be on the ground also? We just said now, the kemitza can be taken off a kli on the ground. That we established. What about putting it into the other bowl? Can the other bowl be on the ground? That's the Gemara. That's Rava's question, right?
If yes, he needs another person.
What?
If yes, you need another person.
Exactly. Fair enough. So then the Gemara says, "Mi mincha yalfinan la, or mi dam yalfinan la." To roll it out from a mincha, just like a mincha, the kemitza can be taken off a kli on the ground. So too, can be put into a kli on the ground, or from dam. From dam, you can't do that. Rashi says, "Mi dam, kabbalas dam." the Krivu Bnei Aaron, Vamirim Torah's Kahanim, the Krivu, Zukabal Sadam, the Kiddush, Komet Kineged Arbo, Yisodo Shaldam, right? Kmitza is Kineged Shechita, Kiddush, Komet Kineged Kabbalah, putting the Komet into the second Kli is like putting the Dam into the Kli, right? Halacha, Kli Halacha, Halacha is the same, and then Kaktara Kineged Zrika, the Kaktara is Kineged Zrika. That can't be on the ground. You can't collect the dam, Kabbalah's dam, on a clay on the floor. It has to be being held by the komet. So the kiddush of the komet is it compared to dam, or compared to the kmitz itself. So Hadar Pashtei, Rav answered, "Midam yalfin la." It's from dam. It's compared to dam. Meaning, the second clay can't be on the ground. First clay could be on the ground. Second clay cannot be on the ground. Okay. Mi am Rav Hachi. Is that true? For itmar komet shechalku. B'shnei kalim. What if the komet is put in two kalim? For some strange reason. I don't know why. But it's put into two kalim. Guy had a kemitza. He put half in this kli, half in that kli. Rav Nachman Amar, ain't a kadosh. It doesn't work. Rav Amar, kadosh. It does work. V'misa, leilif midam. You can't put dam in two kalim. So why did Rav say that you can put a kemitza into two kalim? That works. You can't do that for dam. If he's learning the kemitza, the kiddush kemitza from dam, it should only be in one kli. Not Rava said. Rava said you can. So the answer is Hadabe Rava Mehahi. Rava changed his mind, right? And he said, you know what? You can't put into two kalim because I hold that it's like dam. I changed my mind. You can't put into two kalim. V'dam inolam below kiddush lechatzayin. How do you know you can't put dam into two kalim? Where do you get that from? How do you know that? So Tani Rav Tachlafta Ben Shaul Kidesh. Talking about now water for a para aduma, a procedure, which is they would sprinkle water on you, right? So kidesh pachas mikli haza bechlizeh upachas mikli haza bechlizeh lo kidesh. If you didn't put in enough water in this cup and you didn't put in enough water in that cup, it doesn't work. You don't combine the cups. V'yiboylehu b'damai. What about by dam? Can you put into two cups or not? So hilchasahi. That idea about paraduma, why can't you put a paraduma water to two cups? What's the big of era? Why not? So the answer is, it's halacha lo shem sinai. Hilchasahi, umhilchasa lo yalfinan. So you can't compare what is a hilchasa, but paraduma has to do with dam. They have to do with each other. Paraduma, you can't do that. You can't put the paraduma water to two cups. Why not? You can't. Why not? Halacha lo shem sinai. No reason. Why does it do with dam? Odilma, hasam, my taima. What's the reason by paraduma? Maybe it's not halacha. Maybe it's from a pasuk. Tichsiv v'tavol b'mayim, b'mayim with the water. Rashi has a whole vort. It's b'mayim with a pasach. That means with the water, enough water. B'mayim means a good chunk of water, right? A good portion of water. So too, hachana mitziv v'tavol b'dam, a good amount of dam. Again, two cups. So v'itmar amar zrika amar rav Elazar af b'dam lo kidesh. It doesn't work by dam. You can't do that. Amarava, Tanya Nami Hacha, Tanya Nami Hachi. Okay? Okay. It says Vitaval, right? It says Vitaval. What does Vitaval mean? Vitaval means, and you will sprinkle dam on somebody. Velo misapeg. Not, you will not sprinkle somebody from, you can't, you have the dam on your finger. You sprinkle from your finger. You can't use the side of the kli to get dam on your finger. You have to dip your finger. You can't use scrape off the dam from the side of the kli. It's not peanut butter. You can't do that, right? You have to use the tovel. You have to stick your finger into the bowl and sprinkle it on the kohen, on the whatever avodah you're doing, right? Okay, badam. Then it says badam, shehe badam shir tefila meikaro. There has to be enough dam in there that you can do this. Min hadam. Then it says min hadam. It's all a pasuk, right? Min hadam shebe inyan. The dam we're talking about. It's very cryptic. What do you mean the dam we're talking about? What does that mean? So v'itzrich lemichta v'taval v'itzrich lemichta badam. I have to say both v'taval badam. Because of Rachmana v'taval. If it only said v'taval. Havamina, I would have thought, afagav to lo kibel, shir tvilos, even though you didn't have enough dam in this bowl, in this cup, it's okay. Right? Meikaro, originally, kazarach marabadam. because of Rachmana Badam, and if I wanted the word Dam, half of me and I would have thought, afilu misapeg, you can even scrape off the side of the Kli, because of Rachmana Vitaval, that's why it said Vitaval. Fine. Now, min Dam Shiva Inyan, what did that mean? Limute Mai, what does that mean? Amarava, limute Shirayim Shiva Etzba, that you have leftovers on your finger, you have to dip your finger in again. You can't use, I've sprinkled enough. I did so much the first time, I can sprinkle two times. No, you have to dip your finger in again. Messiah le Rabbi Elazar, that supports Rabbi Elazar, the Amar who said, Shirayim Sheba Etzba Psulin, the leftover dam on your finger is pasul. This is all because we were talking about two kalim. I got a whole tangent now about your finger and the dam. Right?
It's not pasul, really.
What?
Pasul?
The point is, if you sprinkle somebody or the Mizbeach once, you have to dip your finger in again and sprinkle a second time. You can't sprinkle once and, I have still more dam here, let me sprinkle again. I'm too lazy.
So
no.
Joining your pasul dam with
someone asked that question. Right? I saw that question asked. Amalei Ravin Barav Adala Rava Amri Talmidach. Your Talmidim said, Sh'amr of Amram, the Rav Amram said, Tanya, we learned it a Braisa. Now, we learned this in Zvachim. Remember we learned the whole complicated Gemara, if dam gets on your clothing, on the Kohen's clothing, does he have to wash it or not? Not because of cleanliness. Forget that. Whole separate halacha, if the dam of the carbon passels your clothing. Remember we learned that? And we said like this, right? Hayamazeh, if the Kohen sprinkling dam, v'nitza haza miyado, and it's sprinkled from the finger onto his beged. Imad shalohiza, if he didn't do the haza yet, he didn't finish doing the haza yet, ton kibus, then he has a chiyuv to wash that beged. Mishahiza, if he did the haza already, he did all the things he's supposed to do, ain't ton kibus. Why? I don't have to wash it. Why? Because I'm done. So this dam doesn't have the same status anymore. This is leftover dam. It's shirayim already. I did my avoda. This is shirayim dam. Now it's spilled on my beged. I don't have to wash my beged. For the purposes of, not for cleanliness, I don't have to wash my beged. I did it already. Now, my lav, what does it mean? What does it mean that if you didn't finish the hazah and you finished the hazah? What does that mean? Right? Ad shelo gomar hazaso. It means he didn't finish all the sprinklings. Mishagama hazaso, right? The Mishagama hazaso, but if he finished the sprinklings, then it's okay. Shmamina, what do you see? Shirayim sheba etzbak sheirim. That the leftover dam on your finger is good. Why? Because then that dam on your finger wouldn't require kibbutz. Because it's not good, the dam on your finger. You already sprinkled the dam. You have leftover dam on your finger. What do you do with this dam? Well, what if I sprinkle it on my beged?
Yeah. You have to wash it.
Why? Because there are seven sprinklings, right? Yeah. I'm only up to number three.
Yeah.
So I dip my finger in, I sprinkle the dam, I did just number four. Then I look at my finger, it's down on my finger, I sprinkle it on my beged.
Right.
I have to wash my beged?
You do.
I do, right? Why? But the down of my finger is already shrayim.
It's not shrayim.
That down of my finger is shrayim. I can't do anything with this down now. I got to stick my finger back in. So why is it possibly my beged? You hear?
Yeah.
Similar to what you asked.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm confused.
You're confused?
I was remembering that Gemara in
All I remember was that we learned the Gemara about it.
Well,
details, I don't remember.
I remember that the problem was for Ila, that you were taking that blood that still had Kedusha out of the courtyard.
Not the courtyard. It's sprinkled on your beged. It got dirty. So there's a special halacha. Forget dirty. There's a halacha that the dam from the carbon can't go on your beged. And if it does, you have to wash it off. If it's dam stam, you're eating carbon and some grease fell on your beged, you don't have to wash that. For cleanliness, you do. But not for purposes of this.
I
so if the dam...
the kedusha of the dam. So.
No, oh my goodness, we've got to stop. Okay.
So,
lo, no. Ajlo yachasa miyado haza ton kibus. No, it didn't leave your finger yet. That requires kibus. Mish yachasa haza miyado v'nitza mimashinishar ain't ton kibus. Ain't achanami. If I sprinkle it down on my finger and I have leftover down on my finger, that goes on my beged. I don't have to wash that. It is shirayim. Okay? So I think we'll stop here by Eisvei. Okay? We'll stop here by Eisvei and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
8 o'clock tomorrow.
Have a wonderful Shabbos.
8 o'clock.